now here I am in this place where I just want to share everything that I've learned with other people, and just especially empower women to see that, you know, they're not their past mistakes. They're not their past trauma. They have the ability and the capacity just because of who they are. They have enough divine innate qualities in them to actually just create the life of their dreams.
Hello and welcome to the Fill Your Cup with Court podcast. I am your host, Courtney Clark, and I am so glad you are here. I am a wife and mother of three, a multi-entrepreneur, a franchisor, and a celebrator of the small wins in life. This podcast is a place where my guests and I will share conversations and thoughts about mindset and growth, community and relationships, God and purpose, and so much more. My mission is to leave you better than I found you and provide value to your life by filling your cup with messages that inspire you to become your highest self and to remind you that you are someone special and this world absolutely needs you.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Courtney Clark. And today I have such a treat with you because I get to share a very special woman with all of you. She is someone that I met through the incredible Rise Mastermind hosted by Tiffany Peterson. And instantly when I met this person, she was a light and she stood out to me and she was beautiful. But then when she spoke, it was like she just radiated even brighter. Her name is Darcy Brown. And I'm so honored that she's here. A little bit about her before we, you know, turn the time over to her, of course, is that she is a wife and a mother and a grandmother. She's also been in the stylist industry for 40 years. So she has so much wisdom, so much expertise, and, you know, goodness to offer into that in that realm. And she also has a passion for mindfulness. And that's something that has led and guided her throughout her career and has led to so much of her success, which I'm excited for us to drop into. So without further ado, Darcy, welcome in.
Thank you so much. I love being here with you. In fact, I got a little emotional when you were talking because I remember in that Rise Mastermind when you said something that just struck me, and you were talking about not feeling accepted with the people around you. And I just thought, oh my gosh, Courtney, you are amazing. You are beautiful. And that's the problem. We all are looking and seeking to be validated and accepted. And you accepted me and validated me so much at that time and just honored me the way you did. So thank you. And I'm so glad to be here.
Oh, you're welcome. And thank you. I appreciate that. That was such a tender time. And that mastermind and the women who were in it were such a gift at that time for me. So I appreciate it. You especially. You pour into people so richly. So I'm excited to dive in. Tell us a little bit more about you. You've been in the stylist industry, you know, you've been a stylist for 40 years. Walk us through some of that and just give us a little bit more about you as we start this conversation.
Well, to just give you the biggest, broadest picture and the, you know, with just a little bit of info, because there's so much, I've got to take you back. And I grew up with hairstylists around me. I grew up in the salon because my aunt did hair and I babysat her children. And so it was an environment that I felt very comfortable in, very natural with. So I was guided to beauty school. So, but this is the thing, Courtney, when I got in the salon after being licensed and I realized I am in a position where I stand in front of the mirror all day. You know how, like, that's like, hello.
Yes. And
so I started on a journey way back in my 20s. And I'll tell you that I love my parents. They're amazing. But, you know, I had been programmed. When things get hard in your life, you cut and run. My parents were divorced. I count 12 times, including my parents divorced 9 times. And then my mom divorced and remarried 3 times with another fellow. And, you know, they're together now. But this is what I watched. This is what I saw as a young person. So growing up, that was my programming, going into my own family and being married and with children and working in the salon. When things get hard, just leave, just do something else. And so I found myself separated from my husband with a new baby. She was actually about a year old, a little over a year old, and something, an angel, I swear, an angel spoke to me. God spoke to me. Some voice said, you do not have to live this way. You do not have to follow this pattern. This is just what you've been taught. This is what you've seen. This is all you know. But there's more, and you do not have to live this way. So I just thought, I need to start working on myself. I can do better. I can be better. So I found myself at Hastings. This is a bookstore years ago. You're too young to remember that bookstore.
I have heard that bookstore, though. That was in Salt Lake City, right?
It was actually in Riverdale, the one that I went to, Riverdale.
Oh, okay. Okay, then maybe I'm thinking.
So you walk in and you look up and you see the signs, you know, and I found self-help. And I'm like, yep, that's what I need. I need self-help. Okay. So I went there and I found the book by Stephen Covey, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And I get a little emotional because that is when my life changed. That is when things changed for me. That is when the shift happened. When I, not only at that initial thought that I do not have to live this way, that I have choices, but then to read those pages, which I had to read over and over again, you know, It took a lot to get it to sink in. But those principles and those concepts in that book and applying them with intention, and this is back in the early 1990s, or maybe it wasn't even 1990 yet, but we weren't talking so much about all of the wellness and so much as that, you know, it's very prominent nowadays, but back then it was just kind of like roll with the punches, you know, take it as it comes, put your big girl pants on, you know, those kind of things.
Yeah.
But this was literally things that just woke up my soul and my understanding that I could literally create the life that I wanted to create and that I don't have to follow the patterns that I've been taught. So with that, I mustered up the courage to get back with my husband and we started our life together with this new perspective. Now, that does not mean it was easy. Like it has been hard. But I have to tell you the number one thing that has helped me is just being honest with myself. And that first initial understanding that, yeah, I've made some mistakes and I'm following this program that isn't good and I can do better. So anyway, that's kind of where my story begins. And also back to being in the salon and standing in front of a mirror all day. You and I have talked a little bit about our life as teenagers. You know, we've seen some dark places and we've been through some hard things. And that can also program us, you know. But looking in that mirror and standing in front of that mirror all day, every day. And it's not like I'm looking at myself, but I can see myself peripherally all day.
Yeah, you catch glimpses of yourself.
Yes. And I had to understand that I had to change my thinking of that person in the mirror if I was going to transform anybody in my chair.
Wow.
So that's been just my driving force is just self-love, self-care, really showing up in service in the salon and applying those principles that I learned. Now I can't quote, I've read the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, I don't know how many times, and I can't quote it verbatim, but I highly recommend that book for someone who is starting out on their just self-discovery journey is really what it's all about.
Yeah.
Because I had lived my parents' life and I really hadn't had an opportunity to really discover myself yet. So this happened for me in my 20s. And it's continuing to happen. So anyway, fast forward, now here I am in this place where I just want to share everything that I've learned with other people and just especially empower women to see that, you know, they're not their past mistakes. They're not their past trauma. They have the ability and the capacity just because of who they are. They have enough divine innate qualities in them to actually just create the life of their dreams. And that's really what I want to share.
Oh, Darcy, I love that so much. A couple thoughts that I would just want to pull out and have us, you know, go there. When you were talking about that, you have to sit there and look, like catching those glimpses of yourself in the mirror. You're constantly in that reflection and you're like being forced to look at, who am I and who am I becoming? Do I even like this? Do I like this pattern? When you talked about the self-awareness that came and you had this angel, and as you were speaking, tell me if this even at all makes sense for you. And if anyone listening, if this at all makes sense for you as well as I say it, but sometimes we have those moments. And as you described that moment of that very distinct message that was given to you, that you have choices here. You do not have to do this. Do you think that was partly an inner knowing of like almost a, I want to say this and not have it get too woo-woo, and also know I'm a spiritual person. Darcy, you know that. The listeners, you guys know that. And I believe that we do have guiding angels. And I do believe that we can receive these messages from God and from the spirit. But sometimes I also feel that sometimes messages come from an inner voice or almost from this, the version that we're becoming, speaking into our life now and giving us this guidance. Does that make sense as I say that?
So much sense, because you know what? I feel like we already are everything that we want to become, but a lot of times, and a lot of it's that we have this veil over our remembrance of who we really are. But as we go through struggles, Courtney, as we go through hardships, every time we come through one and we endure something difficult, another layer is lifted off and more, and that eternal self is exposed. Mm-hmm. More of us is exposed.
I believe that.
Yes, I feel like there was an inner knowing, but it's definitely a partnership, because you have to be willing and open to listen and hear and pay attention to those inklings, pay attention to those nudges. And as you do that and you open your heart and you open yourself up to, I want change in my life. I want things different. I really want to show up for my baby and my husband. Sometimes the only way that we can do that is to realize, okay, this has to go, this behavior, this language.
Yeah.
And if you do that and your willingness and your humility shows up, it's like these layers are lifted. It's like layers, like the onion, you know, the peel and then inner, and then just every layer exposes another piece of who you really are and who you're meant to be. So honestly, it's almost like we talk about being and becoming and learning and growing, but honestly, we're just like revealing more of our true selves.
Well, and you said it earlier, self-discovery. You were consistently discovering more about who we already are. I love that you said that you believe we are already all that, like everything that we're going to become is already right there inside of us. And I couldn't agree with you further on that. And deeper, going deeper with that self-discovery. And I love that here you are, you're on this journey. You started the self-discovery in your 20s, right? And you know what? As you speak about that, I just remember talking to other people, sharing, you know, again, same philosophies, same mindset stuff that was happening in the early 90s. And it wasn't, you're absolutely spot on. It was not a self-care, self-enrichment, exploration, discovery season of anyone's life. It was very much, like you say, put your big girl pants on and, you know, keep working, keep going at it.
And there is something to that, you know, there is something to that, like be strong, draw on your strength, draw on your masculine side.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like take care of you first, you know, I feel like it was more about produce, perfection. And we've evolved so much. Thank goodness.
Yes. Thank goodness. But I love that you hit on that self-discovery and just what that led for you. So let's fast forward a little bit. And you began to have this mindfulness and you really started tapping into being very mindful. I want to hear from you. How has mindfulness changed your life with your business, your marriage, your relationships? And what fullness has that brought to you?
Well, first of all, you know, I'm working to become a mindfulness coach. And one thing that I learned when I first started on that journey is the definition of mindfulness is awareness without judgment. So if you can think of it that way, it's like kind of creates a little bit of a simplicity around it. So the way that it's helped me is, first of all, let's go back to that 20-something year old who had this baby and a husband and a business. I had my hair business at that time as well. And the awareness for me really started with my negative self-talk. And that was huge, because the kinder I was to myself, the more I generated kindness to my husband and to my children and acceptance, you know. And over the years, it just taught me to slow down before you speak, you know, think before you speak, and listen more. I mean, the awareness around how important it is to validate others and their feelings, like learning to actually listen to my husband, even when I didn't understand where he was coming from or why, just the act of listening alone just created some energy, just generates energy that is very healing to both people. And so it's mostly been around that, just being aware without judgment of my, okay, there I go thinking that again.
Mm-hmm.
There's that thought again that keeps coming up for me.
Yeah.
Like that isn't serving me.
Right.
And I'm going to think better. I'm going to think better. I'm going to tell myself the truth. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's the truth? And sometimes that truth is, okay, you can be this way, so let's work on this. But then ultimately what I'm getting at is the truth is that you're an eternal being of light. You are love. You are forgiveness. You are compassion. You are safety, you know, for other people and for yourself. And just instead of doing what the world wants us to do or what the adversary wants us to do, and that's to break ourselves down,
mm-hmm.
and punish ourselves. Like we, especially women, we are so good at punishing ourselves. Like
seeing
you're not doing enough or whatever it is. But just awareness around all of that was really key in my transition and from going from, I don't know what I was programmed. I don't even know what to call myself back then, the poor thing. But you know what? She's still in here.
Yeah.
She's still in here and I love her. And she's a part of my part of my journey, and she always will be. So
yeah.
But anyway, yeah.
I love that. How have you then taken the mindfulness a step further in your business?
Well, about 10 years ago, I was teaching. I was traveling around the world. I worked for a big product company, Matrix.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They're a big hair company. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
I was an educator for them. And one of the things that I would do is I would travel to other beauty schools and I would teach their instructors how to teach color. And on my way home, the thought came to me, why don't you teach your own instructors? Why don't you create your own school? You know, you have enough knowledge and experience that you can do this. And so it hit me hard, Courtney. You know, if you ever had something that you're like, I know I have to do this. I have to. And there is no stopping me.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what, there is no stopping me. And I had people saying, you don't want to do this. It is so hard. It is so hard. Oh. There is so much regulation. And for me, I was just like, whatever, I can handle it, you know. So anyway, I did embark on that and I jumped in with full, you know, force and opened this beauty school 10 years ago. And it has been the greatest teacher of my life and has taught me so much. But my mindfulness journey took a leap and I just went to the next level because I was managing a team of about 10 people. And then, of course, you have students that are coming in.
Yeah.
Really are in a space where they're struggling and they're working full time and then coming to school and they need guidance and they need leadership. So when I say it took a leap to a different level, it wasn't about me anymore. It was about the difference that I could make in serving others and being a leader. you know, I didn't even look at it like managing my school or managing these students. It's like leading them. And I think the mindfulness really helped me to create an awareness around that. So no matter what job you're in, no matter what, I don't know what kind of business that you do, you, if you understand that leadership is so much different than managing your business, it really takes it all to another level. And so anyway, that is where the mindfulness journey really kind of took a shift for me. And it was like, it's about other people right now, you know?
I love that your focus has been on contribution, serving, and meeting people where they're at. Recently, we did with our team here at Set the Stage, we had a personality assessment for our leadership team. And we had this, she's an amazing business coach. And she came in and talked to us about the different, you know, personality traits and whatnot. And she said something really interesting. And I've heard a concept of it, but the way she phrased it and the way that she really, you know, poured it out to the team was just incredible. But she really, basically, the essence is you meet people where they're at. If you constantly have this attitude of, well, you need to do this for me and this, you know, and it's like, I am this, and you, that attitude is just so off-putting. I mean, even your stature can change when you, when you're channeling this energy of meet my needs as the leader, meet my needs as the director, meet, you know what I mean? And so I love that your shift went to, okay, because you just hit on it. You just said, not only are they coming to school to learn how to mix colors and apply and don't fry their hair and don't, they're also human beings, and they're also working full time, and they're also trying to pursue a dream and a passion, and even just believe that what they're doing is going to make a difference. And whether that's making a difference because they're a single parent or making a difference because they really do have this goal and they just want to, whatever the case may be for them, you saw it differently. And I love that you tapped into that and chose to focus on serving them and the contribution of the thing instead of, listen, like, here's where we're at. You come in, you pay your dues, you get your education, you know how to do X, Y, and Z, and then you get out of my system. We're not a factory here.
Right. And I'm glad that you mentioned like the difference they make, because that is actually in our mission statement, for them to understand the extraordinary value they have in their community. And, you know, this, we're training hairdressers and estheticians and nail technicians.
Okay.
And this is wellness community. This is part of the wellness community. Believe it or not, when you go into a salon, you're going in for a wellness visit.
100% agree, sister. It is all about wellness.
And so these students need to be on that wellness journey themselves. And so that's a part, another part of our curriculum is that, and I'm not advertising for the beauty school at all here. I'm just saying,
no, please.
In your life, like if you do not put your own life skills, your own self-care skills ahead of anything that you think you're going to accomplish in your job or your work or whatever, you're way behind. So make that the first thing on your list, like your first thing to do every day, or if you've got a week, you know, calendar that you're looking at, you know, how am I bettering my life skills and my personal, you know, self-care and my, because it is a skill. And I've said this before, wellness is a skill. And so that we like to share that. That's something we're really proud of, is that that curriculum, that part of a curriculum, the life skills portion is so valuable. And I don't care if they, I'm happy if they go on to get licensed, but I don't care if they do. If they go on and they have that life skill set, they can then go on to, like you say, make a difference in the community. Really make a valid difference.
I love that. You know, one thing, a couple of things I should say that I know about you, Darcy, is that you have been, you're consistently on this journey for you to continue to find and discover that self-discovery of more of you. And we've talked about, you know, I love that you shared so much of your beginning, of where that came, you know, where you came from, the mindsets that were you know, taught to you, the ways of life that were taught to you, and that you had a basically came to a T in the road and decided, okay, where am I, which way do I really want to go? Because I actually get to choose. I get to choose the life I want to have. And you're going to go down this path. And then, you know, bringing us to your story of then pouring so richly into all of these, you know, not only your instructors, but then your students, and really creating this amazing community and this amazing, just connection, and then giving them quality. And when we jumped on this call earlier before we hit record, I love that we were discussing two key things for you. And as we wrap this all up, this is where I want to take the conversation, because this, in essence, is really, there's so much value that you bring to everyone's lives. I mean, did I mention at the beginning of the call, you guys, if I didn't, if I already did, you're hearing it a second time and you need to get on when you connect with this woman. She gives a weekly newsletter, by the way. Okay. So she genuinely is out there constantly pouring her goodness and her wisdom and her just everything into other people always. But before we jumped on the call, you guys, me and Dorsey were having a conversation about a couple of things, and two words are guiding her in such a big way. Can you share that with us? Because everything you just said ties all the way back to these two words and really this journey that you're on.
Yes.
And that we're all on.
Yes, that we're all on. Mm-hmm. So true. So recently, and I've gone to counselors and therapists off and on all my life, and I kind of took a few years off, and I decided to recently go back. Mm-hmm. But in that conversation with them, I learned that for me, what's most important is quality in relationships, quality in, it doesn't matter what, in how I make my bed. Like, my husband makes fun of me because my bed has to be made perfect. Well, it's just the quality that matters to me. So it's just one blanket and one pillow. So quality. And then the second word was connection. So for me, as I look back on my life, when I learned that just recently, that those two words were so paramount in my happiness and in my fulfillment, I kind of look back and I'm like, is that true? Has it been true all my life? And it really has. Because, you know, I went to 4 different junior highs in 3 years. And the hardest thing about that is you just start to make friends and then you have to move. Mm. And then I need quality relationships. I need to have some quality time. I need to stay and get grounded where I'm at. But what going through that taught me is that, you know what, I have whatever it takes in me to create the quality and the connection. No matter what, it doesn't matter if I'm with you for 5 minutes, Courtney, there will be quality connection. Okay.
That's 100% true. You live your life by that. I mean, it's been from day one that I've met you. It's everything you do. You just exude quality and this excellence, not perfection in the sense that you expect, oh, I have to be perfect, but there's just, it's quality. It really is. It's value and quality.
Yes. So, and that I think is something that we kind of all are on the journey to discover, what is it that drives us and what is it that's most important to us? Mm-hmm. All very different personalities and created to find joy. And what is it that brings you joy? So for me, it's the quality connections, or just quality, or even just being able to connect with people on a deep level. I love that.
I think that's amazing. Can I ask you a question? Because you have been on, I love to say, this journey back to you, because you said at the very beginning of this conversation is that who are we to become is already right. Everything is already right there inside of us. And it's just this peeling back of this, these layers to discover who we are. And we're on a journey to discover who he or she is. What are some questions, or what are some practices we could be doing right now? What's a good takeaway that myself and the audience could be doing to discover what are some of those key things that drive us to have that more fulfilled life? For you, it's quality and connection. As long as you're giving quality, and, you know, as long as how you interact is quality, but then also those, you know, those meaningful and those connections and whatnot. But what are some ways that you discovered that those were two of the things? And you're right. It may be three things. It could be more, but what could we walk away with right now of ways that we could be mindful?
Yeah.
And asking ourselves, maybe some exploratory journaling or something.
Yeah. So I love this. I love this. So two things. First of all, I think it's super important that you're intentional with, you know, wanting to discover what your strengths are and what your eternal gifts are and what it is that guides you. And I feel like it's super important to involve your higher power. So for me, that's God. And so I'm in prayer every morning before I even hit my feet hit the floor. And I take time to meditate in the morning. And whatever it is that brings you closer to that connection, and actually doing it with intention of, you know what, and having that conversation. God, show me who I am. Show me and help me discover what it is that drives me and what I can do to share and contribute to my family, to the people around me, whatever it is for you, whatever your desires are. Mm-hmm. And that's when you get in touch with your desires, and it really helps you to know what you want out of relationships and life. But that connection to your higher power and then asking for help to show you. And you know what? You may not get an answer right away, but you will. It'll show up in a relationship or in something someone says to you, or it will show up in some way that maybe only you can explain, but you need to be aware and mindful for it to be able to hear it and not miss out on that opportunity for learning. Mm-hmm. So when you put the question out there, be ready. Be ready and waiting and watching.
Ready to receive. Okay.
And the second thing is, we are all going through some kind of a hardship. You know, this life is real and the world is a little crazy right now. Mm-hmm. And no matter who you talk to, we all have something. We all have stuff. And for me, the important thing is to stop in that struggle, feel it, think about it, see it from all sides, even have an out-of-body experience where I come up and see myself in the situation I'm in and actually get really real with it. And with that, how can I grow from this situation? What am I supposed to be learning? Now, that's not a new concept that we learn from our trials and our struggles.
Yeah.
What you really need to know is, what is it, you know, God, about me in particular, that you gave this experience? You're allowing me to go through this for some mm-hmm. reason. Why is it? And, you know, I had a situation in the last place that I lived where I had a really hard time connecting with friends and making friends. And there was just a couple of women in my neighborhood that made things really difficult for me. And when I tell you that it's important for me to connect with people and to feel like just a deep connection, that was so hard for me. And until I got out of the situation, I left and I looked back, I'm like, God showed me that because he wanted me to know how valuable connection was to me. And that is something that drives me. Hmm. And when I think about that, I'm creating a 6-figure part-time stylist program. And as I think about what's important and how to create this program so that it's successful, mm-hmm. it's all about that. And that's because that's what drives me and what makes me feel fulfilled. And so it's in the knowing and seeing that we are struggling, but trying to understand what it is God's trying to show us, and just, you know, asking him and feeling into that. Those are a couple of things for me that have helped me to see.
I love
those
that.
Important words.
I love that. I thought about when you were talking the first part of it, you know, just connecting in and being intentional, really seeking to actually know. So one thing that I'm taking away, and I hope everyone listening, you are too, is that as we go about this, really making sure that we're ready to receive that, we're wanting to receive that, and then living in purpose on purpose. Because yes. Really, Darcy, that's what you're doing. By focusing on quality and connection in your life, you're living in your purpose because you received that answer so intentionally that, okay, I know I need these two things. That's going to equate my happy life. That's going to allow me to serve to my maximum capacity. It's going to allow me to, you know, to give and to be my best and most highest self in all things that I do, as long as I've got these two things. So you're totally living in purpose and on purpose because you're so dialed in with that answer. But I think you're right. If we're not ready to receive that, we could miss it.
Right. And one thing that I would add also is get the support you need, because I was praying about those very things. And then it came to me, my friend kept showing up in my feed. That's like her and her husband have a counseling service together. They're a husband and wife team.
I love that.
She kept showing up in my feed. I hadn't seen her for a while. And I started engaging with her. And then to come to find out, they were providing counseling services. And to me, that was my answer. And then when I went there, that is when I was really enlightened and my eyes were open to the possibilities of who I am and what I can create through quality and connection.
I love that.
But the answers come in different ways.
They do. And I honestly believe, so yes, while there's so much in us, right? I believe we have so much wisdom deep inside of our soul, and our soul is just in this human body. But God puts people on this earth to be these living angels for us to be receiving things from. So I love that you did seek additional support around that. And I'm a huge proponent of that too. I think that there are seasons and times and places where we need to, you know, really lean in harder and I guess more intentionally with our, you know, our counselors and our therapists. And then other times that, you know, we might say, okay, I'm good for a season right now, but I'm with you on that. I think it's so important, and it doesn't mean anything's wrong with you. And it doesn't mean that you're, you know, broken or anything. It means that you care about you and you're doing the work.
The healthiest people look for support and
yes,
around
absolutely.
Them with supportive, you know, loving people. So, and that's all that is.
I agree. Oh my gosh.
It doesn't mean admitting that there's something wrong. Mm-hmm. It's actually admitting there's something right with me because I am wanting to improve and do better. Yep. And be better. So all good things.
Oh my gosh. I could not agree more with that statement wholeheartedly. I support and I echo all of that. I love these takeaways that we can be, you know, working on. So thank you for sharing that as we all discover. For me, it's so interesting, Darcy, some of the things right from the very beginning when you shared these words, this whole conversation, and I'm going to explore it more. I'm not just going to jump into it, but one of mine, it really feels like is blaring connection. And especially as you talked about some of the things and the stories you've shared, I'm like, oh, I resonate with that. Yep. That hits me. And even the whole neighborhood thing, right? We've had some off recording time throughout knowing each other of just what that feels like to just not feel like you have connection. And when you're a person who thrives, I love connection. I love connecting with people. And it's not, I don't like surface level connection. I want to really know who they are. I want deep, meaningful impact. So that is really showing for me.
People aren't ready for that.
Yeah.
Courtney, and people aren't ready for you. And I think I told you this once, that your light is so bright and you have such a big heart and such a, you know, you've got big things to do in this life. And a lot of people can't handle someone that bright. And it's not that there's anything wrong with you. It's just that you show them something in themselves that they really want and they desperately need. And you just have to keep shining, and eventually you find your tribe. Mm-hmm. And you'll be surrounded by people that validate you and appreciate you.
Oh, I love that. Thank you. Thank you. I received that. I appreciate you sharing that with me. Mm-hmm. So we're wrapping up, but you kind of glazed over something really big that we're going to hit on, because you guys heard it from the very beginning. Everything this woman does is top quality, top tier quality. You're going to get so much value out of what she has to offer. And if you're a person who craves not only amazing quality, but also great connection, she is launching her coaching program, right? And this is going to be for stylists who desire to have a much more beautiful, healthy, bold, amazing life that's, you know, more balanced and fulfilled. Can you speak to that? I want you to share with all of us, when does it launch? Give us some details. And then, of course, we're going to share how we can get connected with you and stay connected with you, jumping on that newsletter and then, you know, following you on social, et cetera. But take it away. I want to turn the time over for that.
Yes, thank you so much. I've been working part-time, 3 days a week, as a hairdresser, making at least six figures a year. And I just recently gone to 2 days a week. And I have noticed that a lot of hairdressers are quitting. And I've talked to several that are just like, I'm burned out. It's too much. And I don't feel like I can charge what I want to charge. I just can't get everybody in. I have a hard time saying no. I can't find the right clients for myself. There's a bunch of different things.
Okay.
And so I've created this course. It's called a six-figure part-time stylist course. And what I want to do is just share my knowledge and experience in creating a part-time business, but building wealth at the same time. And then having that balance. I had a stylist reach out to me this morning. She wanted to get on the wait list. And she said, this is just what I need. I'm taking care of my elderly mother. And I can only work 2 days in the salon, but I need to make at least this much a month. And I'm not. And that's the kind of person that I'm looking for, someone that really wants to give back and serve on their days off and have those days off to even just, I don't care if it's just to sit and watch Netflix all day, if that's what you want to do, but just to have the time to spend with your family and to serve and to do things that you want to do that are living. And, but then the work in the salon, when you're there, make it fulfilling and joyful and, create an atmosphere where you feel lifted up as well. Not that you're just giving to that guest that's in your chair, but that you, by the end of the day, instead of feeling burned out, you feel energized and feel more alive because of how you've been able to serve. And then being able to charge the fees that you want to charge, that you are definitely worthy of.
Yeah, know your worth. Know that that's, you know, you're absolutely worthy of that.
So it's a 6-week program, and with a workbook and my coaching, and I think it'll be really transformative for stylists that want to participate.
Oh my gosh. All right. I'm over here, not in that industry, but I'm like, I mean, I definitely feel like I should sign up because no, that's amazing. Darcy, when does it kick off?
January 10th is the launch date.
Oh, so it's perfect timing. Okay.
For 6 weeks.
That's incredible. And you guys, this is someone with 40 years of experience building an incredibly successful business. She has so much, you know, expertise in this industry, but again, her focus is quality and connection and all that she does. And so, you know, you're going to get that because the woman literally cannot live her life without that in place. So Darcy, that's incredible. How can people get in touch with you?
Well, I have an Instagram page. It's called Six Figure Part-Time Stylist. They can find me there. I also just have my mindfulness page on Instagram is Darcy Shea Brown.
I love it. You guys connect with this woman. Yes, I'm going to put all of this linked into the show notes. So both of her Instagram handles will be there. Connect with this woman. She really is someone that you're going to want to watch. And I'll also include her landing page where you can sign up for her weekly newsletter. It's a treat to read those. I get so nourished from them. And I just appreciate all that you do to give to so many of us. So Darcy, I can't thank you enough for this conversation and for coming on and sharing and pouring so fully into us so that then we can go out and continue to pour out into the people that we're meant to pour into.
Thank you, Courtney. It's been my pleasure.
Oh, thank you. All right, you guys, stay tuned before next week. We're going to have some more amazing stuff. Get connected with Darcy, and we'll talk to you guys again soon.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode. I hope you received some value from it. And if you did, would you please leave me a written 5-star review? It would sure help get this message out to others. Also, I'd love to connect with you. You can find me on Instagram at heycourtney.clark.